We're continuing the Shir on Likut Halachas, Yoredeya, Chelik Beis, Hilchas Nedorim Ushvuas, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes. Viato Bavoinoisenu Shekvar Nechrav Beis Mikdoshenu. And now, unfortunately, due to our sins, our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ve'ein mi sheichaper badenu lataharenu mimasoi hagodol shel avoinoisenu. And we don't have the Kohen Gadol that we had in the past to forgive, to purify us from the heavy burden of our sins. Ikar smichosenu al yemei hatshuva. The main thing that we're relying on is the special days that are designated for tshuva, shehem me Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Yom HaKippurim, which are the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, that we should be zecha during that 40-day period to do a real complete tshuva, ad shenizke lifoil bakashasenu b'yom HaKippurim, until we're zecha to succeed with our request on Yom Kippur for a complete forgiveness. Dahainu bakoshas slachno, the special prayer that we repeat on Yom Kippur several times, begging Hashem to forgive us. Shashem Yisborach yimchol avoinoseinu v'avoin chet hamoraglim shegormu churban beis hamikdash, that Hashem should forgive all of our sins and the sin of the moraglim, which brought about the destruction of the beis hamikdash, shebozeh tluyim kol hachatoim kanal, which is tied into all of our sins, ukeshenifoil bakoshaseinu, and when our request is accepted by Hashem, Vashem Yisborach Yane V'yomer Solachti, and Hashem responds with Solachti, I forgive you, Aydeze Nizke Lebechinas Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdosh. Through that we're zeche to the revival and the renewal of the Beis HaMikdosh, Shebozeh Tluyim Kol HaTikunim Anal Kanal, upon which is dependent all the different tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal discusses in that chapter in Likut Imran, like we mentioned earlier. It's all plugged in to the Beis HaMikdash. Ki mei Rosh Chodesh Elul ad Yom HaKippurim heim arboim yoim keneged arboim yoim shepogmo behem hamaraglim. Because the 40 days between Rosh Chodesh Elul and Yom Kippur correspond to the 40 days in which the maraglim sinned. Shegormu churban Beis HaMikdash, and they're the ones who caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We mentioned that when they came back and gave their terrible report about Eretz Yisrael, the Jews cried, and Hashem said, you're crying tonight for nothing? This night of Tisha B'Av, you're crying for nothing? I'm going to give you what to cry about in the future on this night. So the churban Beis HaMikdash was a direct result of the Pigam of the Meraglim. Shebozeh tluyim kol hachatoim. And we know that all sins are tied into this Pigam of the Meraglim and are tied into the churban Beis HaMikdash. Shonu tzrichen lesakein pegam elu harboim yoim barboim yomim hakdoishim vaneiroim elu shemer shchodesh elad yom kippurim, whereby we're trying to correct the pegam of this 40-day trip of the Meraglim with these 40 holy, awesome days of tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur. Ad shenizke lifoil bakashasenu b'yom HaKippurim, until we're zeche to succeed in our request on Yom Kippur, dahainu bakoshas slachno, our plea for forgiveness, al pigam hamaraglim, for the sin of the maraglim, shebozeh tluyim kol hachatoim kanal, which all sins are connected to that. Ubechol yemei Elul, ono mechinam atzmeinu l'tshuva. Throughout the days of Elul, we're preparing ourselves for tshuva. Ki oz be'elul oisim derech l'tshuva. Because throughout the month of Elul, we're creating the path for tshuva. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, hanoisein bayam derech, that kavyochel Hashem provides a path, a derech, in the ocean. Shehi bechina, shehi kavonas Elul. And we know that the Arizal bases his explanation of the month of Elul on that pasuk, that Elul is about making a derech of tshuva, she'oisin derech kvusho la tshuva, whereby we're carving out a solid path for tshuva. Bebechinas, im esak shamayim shamato vatzia shol hineko. And Rabbeinu Zal in Likut Imran in Torah Vov tells us that tshuva is all about a person realizing that no matter how high they go, im esak shamayim, even if I reach up to the heavens, shamato, Hashem is still there, Hashem is above me, there's still much higher to go. Va'atzia sho'el, and even if I find myself all the way down in sho'el, which is the seventh level of Gehenim, downward, hineko, Hashem, you're right there. Shafilu hamanochem bedyuta tachtoina moed moed. Yoshuvu Hashem Yisborach. Even those people who find themselves on the very, very lowest level should return to Hashem. Afilu me'imke shoel tachtis. Even from the depths of shoel tachtis, the lowest possible level, yilahem derech kivusho latshuva. There would be a well beaten path, a well trodden path for them to go on in for their tshuva process. That's the path that we're carving out during the month of Elul. Kamuvan b'hatoyra kroes Yeshua b'simen vov, as is explained in the chapter on Likut Imran entitled Kroes Yeshua, which is Torah Vov in the first half of Likut Imran, and also u'b'hatoyra kitzei seila melchoma b'likutei tanina simen pei beis, and also discussed in the second half of Likut Imran, chapter 82, kitzei seila melchoma. There also, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the Kavonos of Elul, the whole tshuva process. Ayin Shom, look over there in those two chapters of Likut Imran. Ve'ikar derech ha'tshuva nigmar ba'aseres yimei tshuva, sheheimei Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, shnikroim aseres yimei tshuva. The main completion of the path of tshuva is accomplished during the 10 days of tshuva from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which are called just that, the 10 days of tshuva. V'ikar hu Rosh Hashanah. And the most important days of those 10 days of tshuva are the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, first 2 days, which are Rosh Hashanah. Kimuvan misichoy sevak doishu shal Rabbeinu Zal, goydel oitzem malas Rosh Hashanah. As is explained throughout Rabbeinu Zal's discussions, the incredible importance of Rosh Hashanah, she'oz tzrichen l'nsoyel et tzadikim amitim. That's the time when a Jew travels to the true tzadikim. Ki tzrichen liyoz oz etzlat tzadik o'emes. Because that's the time on Rosh Hashanah, a person must be by the true tzadik, shehu yodea heitev legalois derech hatshuva, who is the one who really knows well to be able to reveal the path of tshuva, l'chol hachoitim v'hapoishim, for all the different types of sinners. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ato noisen yod l'hapoishim, you extend a hand in reaching out to the sinners. Poishim means the worst sinners, those who commit sins spitefully. Paragraph Yud now. Ki ikar hatshuva nimshach al yedei hatzadik shehu rachmon bemes k'may Moshe Rabbeinu alav hashalom. Because real tshuva is brought to us, is taught to us, and brought to us by the tzadik, who is the one who has the real rachmonus, the true rachmonus, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shehu hoyo hamanig, he was the leader of the Jewish people. Vehu yihye hamanig, and he will be our leader in throughout all the generations. There's a pasuk in Koheles which says, "Ma shehoyo hu sheyye," that which was is that which is going to be, and it's brought that the first letters "Ma shehoyo hu" spell the word Moshe, that the Moshe Rabbeinu who led the Jews thousands of years ago, he's the one who will lead us throughout in all generations till the coming of Mashiach. Sheyesh loy rachmonos al Yisrael lohitzio me'avoinos. He's the one who has the most important rachmonos on the Jewish people to get us out of sin. Shezehu ikar harachmonos. That's the real rachmonos. Shehu oisek beyishuv ha'olam. This tzaddik is involved in civilizing the world. Lemaloi so'olam, to fill up the world, to fill the world with civilization. Bebechinas umilue so'oretz, filling up the world. Sheyie ho'olam miyushov mibnei adam, that the world should be settled with people, human beings. Dehainu mibnei deya, people who have brains, people who know What do they know? The most important thing they know? Sheyoidim me'Hashem Yisborach. They know about Hashem. They're fully aware about Hashem. Shehu ha'hefech me'avoinois. This das, the das of Hashem, is the opposite of sins. The Gemara says a person commits a sin because of a ruach shtus that entered into the person, where the person forgets about Hashem momentarily, chas v'shalom. Kemavoyer Shom, as Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Torah Zion and Likutei Moran Tanina, that this halach is based on. V'zeh ha-tzadik zoyche le-makifin anal. And this tzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and those who are like him, they are zoyche to these makifin, to this highest level of understanding. Shehem b'chinas tekufois hayomim, tekufois hashonim v'chulu. Rabbi Nezal over there in Likutei Moran makes the connection between the term makifin, which means a very high level of seichel, that seichel which is not yet in my head. It's like a halo around my head. It's that knowledge which I haven't attained yet. That's makifin. And the word tekufois, tekufois yom, tekufois hashonim, means, tekufa means a season. And Rabbi Nezal over there connects the two. Tekufois represent tzimtzumim. A tkufa is a boundary. It's a limited amount of time. It's this specific, this exact period of time, this season. So the tzadikim are zeichet to makifin, and those makifin to be able to bring them into the proper tzimtzumim. Shaydeze zeichet lebechinas koil. And that's how the tzadik is zeichet to this accomplishment, that he gets to the madrega of koil. Koil means everything, everywhere. Meaning that shal yedezeh zoyche lohoyer bedori malo vidori mato, meaning that the tzaddik has the ability to shine this light, this das of Hashem, to the dori malo, to the people who are on a very high level, and to the dori mato, the people who are on a very low level. Lahagbia shfolim, to lift up those people who are very low, very fallen. Laharois lamonochem b'shiflus moid moid. To be able to show those people who are in a very, very low place, they're very down, that they should not give up whatsoever. Because Hashem's everywhere, Hashem itom, and Hashem is with them. And then on the opposite end of the pendulum, to those people who are on a very high level in Yiddishkeit, Yemar Elohim b'chinas mechomis mepishpashta. Them, the tzaddik has to be able to show them, what do you see? What are you touching? What do you have? You have nothing. You think you've come close to Hashem? You haven't even started to come close to Hashem. B'chinas aye mekoyim kevoidoi. To bring them to a point where they're reaching out, Hashem, where are you? I thought I was close to you. I thought I knew you. And I see I'm still so far from you. So the tzaddik has this aspect of koil. He's everywhere. He's up and down. He can teach both of these levels. V'tzorech lichloil ho'ilamois elyoin betachtoin v'tachtoin be'elyoin v'chulu v'chulu. And Rabbi Nezal explains over there in Likutei Moran that the tzaddik has to be able to bring these two together. To the people on a high level, he has to give them their Torah, plus he has to give them a taste of the Torah of the people from downstairs. And the people who are very far down, he has to give them their Torah plus a taste of what the people upstairs are getting. So he has to bring the two together. Ayin shom kol zeh heitev. Look over there in Torah Zion and Likutei Moran, Tanina, where all of this is explained very well. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what Rabbein Azal goes on to say over there. He tells over a story from the Gemara, Maisab Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, that these two great rabbis were once riding on a ship, Shehem Bechinas Ben V'Talmid. Rabbi Nezal explains over there that Reb Eliezer represents the son, S-O-N, because Moshe Rabbeinu's son, his name was Eliezer. And in fact, the Medrash says, I believe it's the Pirkei de Reb Eliezer, that Reb Eliezer HaGodol was a Gilgul of Eliezer, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Yehoshua represents the Talmud. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's chief Talmud was Yehoshua. V'hoyu Rabbi Eliezer Yoshein, Rabbi Yehoshua Neir. And the Gemara relates, the Gemara that Rabbeinu Zal quotes there relates that Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping, Rabbi Yeshua was up. And Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain over there, Ki hasogas Rabbi Eliezer hu bechinas sheina, bechinas hasogo hu elyoina shehi bestimudainim. That the understanding of Hashem that Rabbi Eliezer has, that the son has, that's a very, very high level of understanding. He's looking at such a high light that he has to have his eyes closed. Bestimudainim. That's why it says Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping. Sleeping means such a high level of looking at so high a level that you can't keep your eyes open on that level. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Ayin loiroaso elokim zulasecha, no eye has seen you, Hashem, or the likes of you, yaaseh lamechakeloi. And that's what Hashem is going to do for those who are waiting for him, those who are serving Hashem and waiting for their final reward. So Rabbeinu Zal brings over there that the first letters of this pasuk, Ayin loy roaso elokim zulasecho yaaseh, spell the word Eliezer. That Rabbi Eliezer is marames for that high madrega which no eye has ever seen. That's why in the story that it says there, it says Rabbi Eliezer was sleeping. His eyes were closed. Rosh etevo is Eliezer. V'Rabbi Yeshua neor, whereas Rabbi Yeshua was awake. Ki hasogas Rabbi Yeshua hu bebechinas hasogas hatalmid. Because the understanding of Rabbi Yeshua symbolizes the understanding of the student. Bechinas dore mato, which represents the lower level. Shehu bechinas neor, which is awake. His oirus hashena, waking up from sleep. Shetzrichim lo oirom ulahakitzam ulezchaskom shalois yashu. This represents those people who are on a very low level. They're far from Hashem. That we have to wake them up and encourage them not to give up. That's why it says that Rabbi Yeshua was awake, meaning Rabbi Yeshua represents this concept of waking people up, taking those people who are on a low madrega, waking them up. As Rabbeinu Zal says over there, Bechinas Hokit, the pasuk begins, it's missing one word here, Yekumun Hokitzu Varanenu Shoichnei Ofor. The first word is Yekumun, they will stand up. Hokitsu, they will wake up and sing those who are lying in the dirt. The first letters, Yekumun, Hokitsu, Varanu, Shech Neofor, spell the word Yehoshua. Vezehu, Vahoyer, Rabbi Yeshua, Neir. That's why in the story there it says Rabbi Yeshua was awake. Rabbi Yeshua represents that concept of that group of people who have to be awakened, who have to be woken up. Ayin Shom, Kol Zehetev. Look over there in Torah Zion where Rabbeinu Zal explains all of this very, very thoroughly.